This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, December 22nd, the fourth Sunday of Advent, Year A, the Righteous. Dear friends, for someone who never says a recorded word, he made a powerful statement. Joseph, the betrothed of Mary, Joseph, the protector of Jesus, Joseph, the breadwinner of the Holy Family, comes to us in Scripture as Joseph the Silent. But while he never says a single word, there's a single word said of him that speaks volumes. Matthew's Gospel tells us, Joseph is righteous. The word's gotten a bad rap lately. It's mistakenly become synonymous with self-righteous, and consequently it's become identified with all the petty, often vicious behaviors that mindset produces. As such, it's also treated as interchangeable with judgmental, a very different proposition altogether. Had Joseph been judgmental or self-righteous, his reaction to the news of Mary's pregnancy would have been very different. To the self-righteous, their proud opinions are the only measure of rectitude. In that light, Joseph would have been justified in casting the first stone to destroy his seemingly errant bride-to-be. But Joseph was truly righteous, and the source of his righteousness, well, it wasn't pride, it was the love of God, a love he was willing to extend to Mary, even before he learned that her child was conceived of the Holy Spirit. The Hebrew word used to describe Joseph is tzaddik, which does not denote an abstract concept of virtue, so much as right behavior. But just how right was Joseph's behavior? By prevailing community standards, he was shirking his responsibility. Let this girl get away unpunished, and where will it end? But Joseph's measure of rectitude was not his standing in the community, or even the letter of the law. You see, Joseph was right with the Lord. He lived in and was guided by the love of God, and as such, he was right for the awesome responsibility of nurturing and protecting the fetus, the infant, the child, the adolescent Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. To the contemporary 21st century ear, there's something quaint and antique about the word and the concept of righteousness. It has the feel of the discredited brand of muscular Christianity that was the hallmark of coercive conversions back when colonialism was all the rage. Thankfully, the pendulum of popular opinion has long since peaked on that arc. But has it swung too far in the opposite direction? Arguably, we live in a world governed by situational ethics, where good and evil, well, they're relative terms, and righteousness is absolute and therefore obsolete as a concept. So what does it mean, if anything, to be righteous today? It means what it always has, to be right with God. So my friends, how do we know when we're right with God? Well, we know when he tells us every day. We know when we don't need a burning bush or an apparition to sense his presence. We know when our life is an ongoing conversation with God. We know when "What Would Jesus Do?" is not a bumper sticker, but a reflexive template for our lives. But we'll only really know when Jesus welcomes us home with a loving, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Only then we'll know that we are with Joseph in the ranks of the righteous. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.